Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. How close we are to Christmas. Please, brothers and sisters, give God, it's His birthday. Give God time, please. Even if all you can do because you have small children and you have to get all these things done for them, I understand that, but please take even 5 minutes a day, if that's all you honestly can give, and just talk to Jesus. Ask Him. Tell Him you welcome Him into your life, into your heart. Please, let's really welcome Him this Christmas. The first reading is taken from the prophet Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Thus says the Lord, you Bethlehem Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born, and the rest of his kindred shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord in the majestic name of the Lord his God. And they shall remain, for now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace. Brothers and sisters, let me just stop right there and say, God could bring to this mixed up world right now, He could bring us peace. And as I think I said to you before, please take time and ask for world peace. Ask for peace for this country. Ask however many countries you want to name. But please pray that God's peace, not our idea of peace, but God's peace comes to us this Christmas, for we badly need it. Psalm 80 says, Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. O shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubim, shine forth. Rouse your power and come to save us. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted. The Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. May your help be with the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. Lord, we want your will. Lord, we want to follow you. Lord, we want to follow you more closely. Please help us. Please help us daily to carve out whatever time we can. As I said before many times, even if it's 15 minutes because you have so many small children or a sick spouse, whatever the case may be, but turn to Him first and honor Him and talk to Him. Talk to Him about your situation. Ask Him to help you in it. We learn from the letter of the Hebrews, brothers and sisters, when Christ came into the world, He said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. In holocausts and sin offerings, you took no delight. Then I said, as is written of me in the scroll, behold, I come to do your will, O God. First, He says, sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in. These are offered according to the law. Then He says, behold, I come to do your will. He takes away the first to establish the second. By this will, we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. He died for you, not for billions of people. He died for you. He knows us. He knows our names. He knows what our struggles are. He knows what our triumphs are. He wants us to follow him that he might lead us to eternal life with him. Please, please, please obey his will. That would be a powerful offering this Christmas. By this will, we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Each of us, please, please, brothers and sisters, make right with the Lord. Open your heart to him. The Alleluia verse tells us, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word." And we read the gospel from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting. The infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Here's two women coming together to support each other. Mary really needs the support, I'm sure, at that time. And it says to us, "And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Think of that. Think of what a moment that would have been. Really, Mary to visit her cousin Elizabeth, Mary and Elizabeth, and they both are carrying children, the Messiah, and another saint as well. They're coming for us. He's coming for us. Brothers and sisters, this is our Christmas gift that comes from God himself. He has given us everything he could give us. He's given us his son in torture and pain, terrible pain. I can't imagine it. I would have died in 5 minutes. But he remained there for hours. Brothers and sisters, he loves you. I was just thinking that the other night as I was going to bed. God loves me. He died for me. And that's the greatest Christmas gift we could be given. Don't turn away. Don't turn away. Please. If you've been away for years, or if you've never known the Lord, please. He is here. And he loves you. Talk to a good Catholic friend. Go to Mass and ask to talk to the priest after Mass. There are ways you can do this and get the help that you need. I want to close by reading to you a little article by Sister Mary Jean Dorsey. I was very touched by it, and I'd ask you to contemplate or at least reflect on the words of what she wrote. She said about the visitation, "The angel was hardly gone from the little house at Nazareth when she went with haste to see her cousin Elizabeth. Her reason for going was pure charity. She knew the great miracle that was accomplished in her, that she was the mother of God." Just think of that. Can you even say that? She was the mother of God. "She had studied the scriptures well and knew the prophecies relating to the Messiah. He who is mighty, he whose name is holy, has wrought for me his wonders. She was to tell Elizabeth. She knew that this was a great distinction. If her friends and relatives had known of the angel's message, they would have honored and praised and envied her for being so chosen. Every Jewish girl for thousands of years had hoped to be the one so distinguished. As Mother of God, Mary was entitled to greater honor than any other woman on earth. Behold, from this day forward, all generations will count me blessed. She should not be expected to make the long, hard trip across the hill country of Judea. One does not expect persons of great rank to go out of their way for someone of lesser rank. But Mary knew that her visit would bring joy to Elizabeth. Her own heart was all but breaking with the joy of the angel's message. She simply had to share it. Down through the centuries, yet to be, zealous missionaries whose hearts were overfull of love for her son would hasten to far shores to spill into waiting hearts the joy of the redemption. The mystery of the visitation was to be especially for them the feast of the sharing of joy. The human heart can only hold just so much of joy or sorrow, and after it is full of the contents spill over into the lives of those around it. We are not made stony and selfish creatures, sufficient unto ourselves and completely lacking in responsibility to our fellow beings. We are sharers in the sorrows of this life, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. If we are faithful, we shall also be sharers in the happiness of the life to come. Our Lord was very clear in his statement regarding love of neighbor. It was to come first after our love of God, on a level with our love for ourselves. Mary shows in the visitation that she placed her love in that relationship. This is from Sister Mary Jean Dorsey. She died in 1988, a Dominican sister, but it's right to the point, and it exalts even more the goodness of the Lord, the willingness of the Lord himself to be small like a baby. You know how helpless a baby is? And that he would willingly take on flesh that way and grow up as any human being on this earth would grow up, so that he knew so much. By the time he was into adulthood, he knew our cross. He knew the difficulties. He knew the ways we were turning away from him. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart to this Christmas and give him your gift of faith. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.